Welcome to the Big Red Zone Podcast. We're back. Our once yearly tradition of being back, but hopefully it sticks this time. I'm one of your hosts, Max.
I'm one of your other hosts, Brad.
And I'm your only other host, Roey.
And we're happy to be back. It's been a little bit in the making. Guys, do you want to update the viewers on what you've been up to since we last spoke?
Well, yeah. I know Roey's just been, like, you know, underground in the clubs. And like,
yeah, I mean, not going to lie. Ever since moving to the big city, the big peach to New York's Big Apple, I've just been city living to the max. Just every day, new adventure. Every day, new underground spot. So I've just been really enjoying the city life, and it's honestly going to be nice to watch some football today because it's not too often I get to see a green field of grass. So just very excited for it.
What's your favorite underground spot that you've been to?
Yeah,
for my next time?
Tell us specifics, please.
You know, just various spots. I wouldn't want to, you know, give free advertising to any one of them. But, you know, just various spots. So
if you're a club in the Boston area and you're looking for advertising, please reach out.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. I mean,
Brad, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm also huge in, like, the city living life, you know? So, like, you know, I've been doing tons of river walks, right? And also, like, you know.
Bro, river walks or nature?
Bro, it's in the city, though. You know, it's like, I actually see the river in the city. But, yeah, just, like, super city stuff, you know? Like you know, hitting bars, clubs all the time. You know, just navigate the concrete jungle. What?
Any specific ones?
I mean, I was actually going to tell you specifics, but then, like, Roey instituted, like, the no free advertising rule. And, like, I just wouldn't want to insult him by, like, doing it myself. So, like, I want to keep all the bars and clubs that I, like, frequent, like, you know, to myself. But, like, you know, yeah.
Fred, are you even 21?
What?
Are you even 21?
Why you gotta do that to me?
Looks like we got a podcast full of city slickers.
Yeah. And what have you been up to, Max?
Oh, you know me. A bunch of suburban stuff. In, like, Renaissance fairs.
Renaissance?
dude, what else? Like, frolicking in fields
dude,
of
sounds
wildflowers.
Sounds like you're staying above ground too often, Slug. You need to go below ground.
Dude, I'm living on the third floor, and that's about four floors too high.
Max knows all the rivers in his area. All of them.
Dude, stop. Rivers are a city activity, bro. I only know lakes.
Damn.
Should we talk about football, or is the podcast over?
Great catching up, guys. Haven't spoken in months, and I feel like I caught up on all your guys.
I feel like I know what all of you guys have been up to.
Yeah. Wow. What a great
All right. This was a great episode. I mean, listen, we're 2 weeks through the season. What's, like, do you guys have an overarching theme coming through? Like, any big macro take you want to get off your chest?
Chiefs dynasty dead.
That is not reflective of the opinions on
everyone.
We
all feel that way.
No,
we all feel that way. And this pod has collectively predicted that the Giants are going to upset the Chiefs today.
No, that's not
full true. Agreement from everyone here.
It is very interesting, though, the way the Chiefs have been playing. I honestly think that, in all seriousness, today's game will really, like, determine how bought in am I in terms of if the Chiefs are actually dead. So far, I think I'm still in the camp that they're going to figure it out and not make a Super Bowl run, but still, like, you know, like, win a game in the playoffs, make it to the divisional round. But if they lose tonight against the Giants, I don't know that I could really – like, be still pounding my fist saying that the Chiefs are going to figure it out without myself having doubts. So,
yeah, my take is, like, it's a rebuilding year, more or less. I think they frankly need Travis Kelce gone, not because he's, like, an actively bad player, but I think other than like Mahomes and Reed, he's sort of the big lasting piece from their championship run. And I think like when he's gone, they can kind of reset their skill positions and build up their wide receiver core more than it is now, which is like a bunch of injured dudes. Like maybe at full strength when Rice and Worthy are back, they'll be good. But I think like this year represents the bridge to like a new set of star skill positions players that they'll build up over the next couple of years. And like as long as Mahomes is playing, like they'll have a puncher's shot.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that like they're not right, you know? And like if they don't make if they don't win the division, which feels unlikely at this point, like you know, the playoffs maybe not unlikely, but like the division, I mean, look, it's been 2 weeks. Like right now, the Chargers have like a 3-win lead, right? Like 2 wins plus like the tiebreaker, right? And the Chiefs are about to play, you know, the Lions and the Ravens in the upcoming next 3 or 4 weeks or so. If the Chiefs don't win the division, I just don't think we can say that like Mahomes is as good as Brady. Brady never lost the division, at least, you know, when he didn't have like a torn ACL and didn't play 16 or 15 of the 16 regular season games. Tom Brady, even in down years, you know, was still winning the division and like making it to like, you know, like the divisional round. If the Chiefs wild card exit, you know, like I just don't think we can say that their dynasty is like, you know, in full force. If we want to say like to Max's point, like they start up like a new dynasty in like a year or two, and it's sort of like Chiefs dynasty part one, Chiefs dynasty part two, but like the continuity there, I'm just not fully gonna buy into. And not to make this about Mahomes versus Brady. You know, I don't really care. You know, like I don't care.
Yeah, we never make it about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a good point that I think that the Patriots dynasty never lost the division when Tom Brady was starting. So I still personally think that it is more than a 50% chance, at least in my book, that the Chiefs win this division. But in the case that they somehow don't win the division, I would agree with you that that's a blemish on their dynasty that the Patriots didn't have. But to play devil's and I also agree that so far from what I've seen, I think that Brady is more of a GOAT than Mahomes. But with that all being said, like I do think there's something to be said about the fact that the Patriots and Brady didn't win a Super Bowl for 10 years in their dynasty, was it? I forgot the exact number of years it was. And look, the Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl. Assuming they don't win this year, they won't have won in 2 years. But assuming they're back and win the Super Bowl in another 2 to 3, even though they didn't, they would have forfeited the division somewhere in there. Something to be said about, you know, winning a Super Bowl and not letting a 10-year gap get in the way of your dynasty. Because in a sense, you could kind of say part one, part two in terms of the Super Bowl winning years for the Pats as well. So I don't know.
100%.
Well, you know, look, let's see if they win another Super Bowl. Right? Or
Okay.
like when they win another Super Bowl, you know? Like, I'm just not ready yet to say that, like, you know, the Chiefs will for sure, like, win the Super Bowl in, like, the next 2 or 3 years. So, like, you know, like, we'll see.
We
We will
will see.
see when it happens. I mean, like, if it does, if they do win, like, you know, yeah, obviously can't be too surprised given that they have the second greatest quarterback of all time. But, like, you know, if they don't, you also can't be that surprised because they only have the second greatest quarterback of all time. So.
Right. Yo, I want to pitch you guys a little segment that I've been kind of it's something that we've been doing for some time now, and I feel
Our
like it would
first
work well on
segment?
the pod. Yeah,
Let's go.
I don't know. But we could I want to it's called premature overreactions, and it's something that I like that we do where if we predict so for example, if team A beats team B, then team A will make
Why
it.
are you not just using team names? Like, there's 32 of them.
Yeah, but like team like whatever beats another team, will that what implication does that win or loss or performance have for the rest of the season? So as an example, one such game I'm thinking of this week is the Pats Steelers game. And I think that if the Patriots are able to win this game, they will make it to the as a wild card playoff team. If they lose this game, I think it means no playoffs for the Patriots.
Damn. Mm. And so are we supposed to give like agree with it or give
agree, disagree, or give your own projections.
See, go ahead.
I agree. I think one of my overall macro takes is that like past the Bills and Ravens, the AFC is like kind of bad. Like let me amend that. I think besides the Bills, Ravens, and AFC West, the AFC is pretty bad. So I think there's like the Pats, Steelers, like whatever, Bengals with a backup. Like they all have a shot for like that last wild card spot. I think like it's crazy to say, but I think this like one game super early in the year will probably have a big effect. One, like later on, but two, impacting like the confidence of these teams and like their belief that they can actually compete for that same last wild card spot.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, at least for Roey's premature overreaction, I'm willing to meet you halfway there. If the Pats lose this game, I agree, playoffs are out. I'm full in agreement there. I'm not ready yet to say that if the Pats win today that the playoffs are in. I mean, first of all, it'd be a function of how do they win, right? Like, if they look dominant, right, and they win, okay, maybe I'm more likely to agree with Roey's other half of the thing. But really, in either case, to Max's point, the Pats have got a lot of terrible teams on their schedule. I mean, they play the Panthers, they play the Browns, they play the Saints. I mean, we just have some really winnable games. Of course, you also have to play the Bills twice as well. But, like, you know, aside from the Bills, like, there aren't really many scary opponents. Like, this is, weirdly enough, one of the harder games on the Pats schedule. So, I'm not going to call Roey's premature overreaction on the playoffs like wildly overreactive, but me personally, I'm willing to meet you halfway, but not all the way there.
Fair enough.
All right, Roey, can I try one out for you?
Yeah, give me some more premature reactions.
All right, if the Niners beat the Cardinals this week with Mac Jones at quarterback, the world is gonna start to believe that paying Brock Purdy was a mistake.
100%, especially if Brock Purdy plays like as well or worse than Mac Jones. Like, if he doesn't like outplay Mac Jones thoroughly, for sure. Like even without it.
Do you guys think that if they are able to win with Mac Jones playing good, that this will in any way reflect poorly on the Patriots and show that maybe they messed up their development, or that more so Kyle Shanahan can make magic happen with like virtually any quarterback?
I think,
except Trey Lance.
Yeah, except Trey Lance. Everything just reflects bad on Trey Lance. I think my take is that there's a subset of coaches like Kyle Shanahan, McVay, Kevin O'Connell is, I think, firmly in that camp, and like maybe Matt LaFleur, you can make an argument that like they can realistically just make anyone good. And if you have those coaches, I think those teams may start just like not doing the whole super max contract to quarterbacks thing. Like, if you can make like a random seventh round pick play as well as like some dude getting paid $60 million, like why would you pay? You like just cycle through them, you know?
Straight up, like, why don't the Niners own it? You know what I mean? Like, why doesn't Shanahan just be like, yeah, I can win with any quarterback, so I'm going to, like, spend the money on all these other players? Like, I feel like, to some degree, he almost signed Purdy to prove a point, in a way.
I mean, it's the same reason that the Vikings, like, drafted J.J. McCarthy, right? Is, like, stability is good, but also having money to pay good players on defense is also very good.
I mean, at the same time, like, I agree with that take that those teams shouldn't be paying supermax contracts. But at the same time, like, even a guy like McVay felt like he needed to trade away Goff to win a Super Bowl. And a guy like Shanahan lost Super Bowls with guys like Garoppolo, you know? So I feel like they just saw that Shanahan saw what McVay had to do and also realized, I need to, like, get myself one of these top paid guys to go win here. So, like,
yeah,
even
but
though
I
I think they paid
Purdy's
him,
like not that guy, you know?
I
Like,
agree. I agree. I think they paid him to be somebody who they want him to be, not somebody who they actually
100%.
is. But I think that there's a difference between building a winning football team that's going to be in the race and then building a team that's winning the Super Bowl. And I although I think that you can be one of those coaches and coach a good regular season team that wins a playoff game, I just think, like, to get to the Super Bowl, like, you need, like, you know, maybe somebody better than Mac Jones. But I don't
Yep.
know.
Damn.
Yeah, valid take. I think like the reason these guys do like try and find their guy is for that last step. But I think like the gap between like Purdy and a replacement level quarterback in a Shanahan system is like very, very small and not worth that money. And I'm a Purdy guy, so.
Facts. Okay, I'll try one out. Would y'all prefer a Bears premature overreaction or a Houston Texans?
The Texans.
Oh, dude, I had one in the bank for the Texans. So give me the Bears.
All right.
If Jacksonville wins this game today, it's not the premature overreaction is not even that the Jaguars win the division. The Houston Texans don't make the playoffs. If the Jaguars win today, they'll be 0-3, have looked bad, and there are seeming to be other great teams in the AFC who are sort of like fighting for those spots. So my premature overreaction, if the Texans lose today, they're not making the playoffs this year.
I'll give you a combo take with that. With that, if the Texans lose and if the Colts win, the Colts are running away with that division.
That's a great
Because
take.
there's two divisional matchups, like the Jags and Texans and the Colts and Titans. And I think everyone's sort of like looking at Texans and the Colts and being like, oh, the Texans have CJ Stroud, like great
The Tennessee
defense. It's a
Titans are
slow
on fire.
start. And they're looking at the Colts being like, oh, like could be the Saints of last year. Like, are they legit? Yada, yada. But if the discrepancy is a 3-0 and 0-3 start, I think the gap is way too big to come back from. And I think the Colts are legit.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that the Texans do not have a good enough O-line to like come back from from now, if there was a division where a team could come back from 0-3 and take a division, it's probably the AFC South because they're all so bad. But at the same time, like, I just like looking at the Texans play, it's not a team that seems like it's particularly close to like turning the season around. Like, they just like, now, to be fair, they did get pretty close against the Bucks, like final score wise, but like just the way the offensive line plays, I just don't think it's good enough. So I do agree with that take. I think if they
And
lose, they're missing the playoffs.
One thing
Stroud's
I'll
also
say though,
just like mentally cooked, I think.
Yeah.
Like confidence is so low. Like he's getting blitzed, like terrible O-line. He's running for his life every play. And it's just like they swap coordinators and like nothing's changed.
Yeah, shouldn't have given Caleb Williams advice.
Ever since then, he's been terrible.
Yeah.
I will say this though, Max. I pulled up the Colts schedule here. Not an easy schedule. I mean, like, the Rams, Raiders, Cardinals are winnable games, I feel like, and the Titans again. But then
I don't know
they're
if Rams is that winnable, if I'm
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I did not mean to include the Rams in that. I meant Raiders, Cardinals, Titans, and then like maybe like the Texans and Jaguars. Actually, you know what? I take it back. It's a pretty soft schedule. Like, it's like, honestly, I was trying to find like, you know, like the winnable games. I'm like, it's harder to find like, you know, like the tough game.
I think it helps when their division is trash because
I mean,
they're all winnable
I
games.
think the case with the AFC South is they all low key like crap the bed when they play out of division opponents. So it just all comes down to who can win the in division games against like among the trash teams. And so it's games like this that matter a lot for that division.
Well, hey, Indiana Jones beat the Broncos. So
yeah, true.
And the Dolphins.
And the Dolphins. So all I'm
all
saying
right.
is, Max,
speaking
I'm with you.
Speaking of the Broncos, let me give you another premature overreaction
what
of
a great
today's
segment.
game versus the Chargers. If The Broncos beat the Chargers today. The Chiefs are winning the AFC West. If the Chargers beat the Broncos today, I think it's 50-50 who wins the AFC West between the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Wait, so you're saying if the Chiefs, if the Chargers lose,
if the Chargers lose today, the Chiefs will overtake the division because no team will have run away with it. And, like, you know, it helps the Chiefs. If the Chargers win today, I think it's 50, like, a complete toss-up who's going to win the division.
Like, regardless of the Chiefs-Giants matchup?
Yeah, regardless of Chiefs-Giants.
So even if the Chiefs lose to the Giants?
All right, yeah. Assuming the Chiefs beat the Giants. Let's assume the Chiefs beat the Giants.
I'm assuming that the Chiefs are losing to the Giants. That wasn't the whole, like, we all...
Okay, yeah, because everyone agrees with that. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I
don't know, bro. I think Chiefs are living rent-free in your head a little bit, which is valid for their dominance, but I don't know. They haven't really shown me anything that's like, this is a juggernaut, and they're guaranteed to beat all their in-division guys. So, listen, I didn't pick the Chiefs to win the division before the year, and I have to stick to that take. Like, I picked the Broncos. I think if the Chargers win today, I would probably switch my pick to the Chargers, but...
Your Broncos prediction is going to be real sad at the end of the year. I think the Broncos are – I think Bo Picks is a fraud.
Well, let me ask you this, Log. Do you think if the Broncos win today, are the Broncos winning the division?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I disagree personally. I think if the Broncos win today, the Chiefs win the division.
I think the Broncos are bad this year.
I mean, bro, the Broncos should be 2-0. They got fucked by ref ball, like, on that, like, stupid flag for the Colts field goal. It's like, they haven't looked great, but they also should be in, like, the same record as the Chargers fighting it out for the top of the division. So,
I agree with your premature reaction, Broey, but also, like, I think the Chargers are – frankly, I just don't think the Chiefs are winning the division this year. I think even if they make the playoffs, they're just not winning the division.
So, Brad, do you just think the Chargers are winning no matter what?
I think the Chargers are winning. I mean, I don't believe in the Broncos. Like, I think that the – I mean, look, I didn't predict any of this at the beginning of the season. Like I did not predict the Chiefs to be 0-2 and for, like, the Chargers, particularly Herbert, to look as good as he's looked. Raz didn't even predict it. Raz was down on, you know, the Chargers.
Raz thought the season was over when Slater got injured.
But I've seen how the Chargers have looked. Now, look, it's been two games, right? Like, if Herbert starts looking not as dominant and the Chiefs start to pick it up, you know, maybe I'll feel differently. But there's a sports show that I love to listen to called Felger and Maz. And one of their, like, you know, things they say is, like, you know, we have a show to do today. You know what I mean? And, like, based on what I've seen in these 2 weeks, like, I do not believe the Chiefs are capable of winning the division. Like, I just haven't seen enough offensive power, particularly because when they get their reinforcements, it will be too late given the games they have to play. So that's my take. But as I said, and I don't mean it as a cop-out, like, I've only seen two games.
My big fear for the Chargers is what happens when Madison Beer and Justin Herbert break up.
That's been an interesting storyline also because I think just watching some of the press conferences that Herbert's given this year, and also I don't know if you guys saw that video floating around of Herbert walking into the Raider Stadium, like flipping a bird to, like, the press. Did you guys see that?
No.
No.
Okay, yeah, I would recommend watching it because the man, I don't know if it has to do with Madison Beer, but the man's been moving a little differently. Like, he just feels like he's not the same kid who's just, like, willing to take all of the media hate. Like, it seems like he's getting a little bit of, like, to borrow Sean Payton saying, a little Ferris Bueller to him. Could be me reading into it, but I genuinely think that may be helping us win some games, especially with him being willing to move the sticks with his legs. But I don't know. Just an interesting situation going on there for sure.
Did you guys see the Sports Illustrated article?
Yeah.
I actually didn't. What's the article?
We may have sold the division. We may have sold the division with that cover. I we yeah. Like,
Also, this also confirms Slog does not pay attention to
yeah,
the
for
Instagram
sure.
group chat with the three of us.
Yeah.
This was fully sent like a couple days ago and
Yeah.
replied to. So, like, but this is
Bro,
the worst thing
my
I've ever
bad.
seen.
I've been too busy on the lakes.
I don't know how much you get Wi-Fi or cellular data on the
Not much.
likes.
Not much. Brad,
But all right, sounds
what's
like
your
it was a
Bears take, bro?
resounding no for my premature overreaction. I agreed with you because I said that the.
All right, yeah, I guess it was a resounding I'm a
no for me.
resounding no.
Resounding
All
no
right.
for me.
Let me give you my Bears premature overreaction.
All right.
If the Bears, or not even about the Bears,
Wait, I
if
thought
the.
Max had one about the Bears that he wanted to give.
Oh, am I jumping Max? Do I?
No. I want Brad. I had the same one about the Texans, but we did Texans
Oh, got
first.
it. All right.
So I want to hear the Bears take.
Okay. It's not about whether the Bears win or lose. Like independent of the like win loss. The Cowboys defense has been bad. If Caleb Williams does not play well, regardless of whether they win the game, Ben Johnson will be coaching with a different quarterback at some point in his next year. Let's say next year. Next year, Ben Johnson going to be searching for another quarterback.
I agree. I would even go one further and say that if the Bears, that Caleb Williams doesn't look good today and the Bears lose, I would even go so far as to say that Ben Johnson is benching Caleb Williams at some point this season.
Because hear me out. Most coaches get 2 years, right? Like, if they're doing poorly, they get 2 years, right? Like, sometimes if they're really bad, they get one. Mostly they get two, right? Ben Johnson's going to know after
If
this.
you're on the Chargers, you get three.
If you're in
Yeah, go
charge,
ahead.
you get three. But Ben Johnson's going to know that if they finish this year with a bad record, when the predictions were high, like, you know, like the projections were high, he's going to know, I've got like a year. You know what I mean? Like, I've got a year. And if he doesn't believe in Caleb Williams, he's not going to want to risk his extra year, like his prove it year with Caleb Williams. And so, like, this is the time that Caleb Williams has to show people. And, like, frankly, this is Caleb Williams year two. You know what I mean? Like, this is year two. And, like, not to cross teams, but, like, Drake May played poorly, terribly, in, like, the first game versus the Raiders, right? All that week leading up to their week two game, Drake May was hearing it in the media, and particularly for me, he was really hearing it for me. But like Drake May was hearing it in the media.
Brad,
You know who he
you are
wasn't
the
hearing it
media,
from?
bro.
A particular A to Z sports reporter who like loves everything about the Pats. Hearing in the media, it was the Dolphins, but responded. You know what I mean? Like played about like as well as he could
He
play.
played a great game last week.
Like he couldn't have been better. Or he like he really couldn't. He didn't risk the game in any way. Caleb Williams needs to do that this week, or he's just not worth investing in.
Go ahead, Max.
Okay, so there's like a couple conversations here, right? I think all of us on this pod, I think, agree that Caleb Williams is like not that dude. Like, we're not
Not
fans of
that
him.
dude.
Like we're not impressed with what we've seen. Like, frankly, he's just like not good. Like, I feel like he's just gonna be like a slightly worse Kyler Murray, where like people will keep giving him shots and he's just like not gonna do anything with them. But I have another
Kyler
question
Murray
for
and
you
2-0.
guys. Yeah, worse 2-0 team by a mile, like worse than Bengals with Jake Browning. But I have a different question for you guys of like, if Ben Johnson like can't turn this thing around, right? Are you going to continue believing in him, or do you think he's going to like fall into the Mike McDaniel camp of like offensive gurus who just like don't have the vibe to coach a team to success?
I was just gonna make the comparison to Mike McDaniel. Like, frankly, I just haven't loved Benston Johnston's vibe in like how he's been like
Always angry.
press conference. He's always angry. You know what I mean? And like if he was sometimes angry, it would be like, you know, like interesting. But like even in the preseason game, which I know the preseason is the preseason, but like when they crushed the Bills, like he still was angry in that press conference. He was just like an angry dude.
Which is why I don't love the Mike McDaniels comp, because even though they're both offensive gurus who so far neither of them is really looking too hot, I think that Mike McDaniels, my main criticism over him is that he's not angry enough. And I think that because he's such like a jovial guy, he's like always joking around, never takes anything
He's
seriously. Like,
super affable.
I think like you get reports coming out that players are going showing up to meetings late and like he's not doing anything about it. If I had to compare Benson Johnson to somebody, or rather if I had to say somebody who's he's at the risk of becoming, I'm more so thinking like Adam Gase, guy who was always a bit of a curmudgeon, absolute guru as an offensive
They also kind
assistant,
of look alike.
look alike a little bit. And then when he like, you know, when they show up in the head coaching job, it's all bark and no bite. And it's just to me, that is what he reminds me more of. But I agree. I think that Caleb Williams is walking very much on thin ice, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I'll tell you this much. I think that the guy's been used to being people putting up with his antics, whatever those, you know, might be. In terms of the way he presents itself, if you know what I mean. But I think that once he starts losing, he's gonna have to stop doing that real quick, because I think that people in the locker room are gonna get real upset if he's like, you know, like put doing all the that out, off the field stuff and not putting up results on the field.
I mean, bro,
And
people are, go ahead.
go ahead.
People are already upset, dude. There's like that line of how he like told the punter that they drafted of like, when you get here, you're not gonna be doing much punting. And then since that call, they've punted the most of the league. Like people are upset.
That's what I was just gonna say. Both Caleb and Benston, both very cocky guys. You know what I mean? Like Caleb Williams was Mr. Arrogant coming out of the draft. And Benston Johnson, I think we can agree, like as a play caller with all of his like tricks and you know stuff like that, like he's a bit arrogant sometimes, you know? And like it's like a match made in heaven where like I think they're both sort of like ticking each other off. Like they're both like too arrogant for each other. And I just think that like, you know,
No, to
maybe
that point, no, go ahead, Brad.
I
Sorry.
should say it's like, you know, like I still think Mike McDaniels is an excellent offensive coordinator. Like, I don't know how many head coaches would have gotten more out of Tua than Mike McDaniels did. But he is a head coach, which means that the offense and the defense has to be good. I think that Mike McDaniels and Benston Johnson are both great offensive coordinators, like really, really good offensive coordinators. I just don't think, and you know, it's mature for Mike McDaniels and maybe premature for Benson, but like, I just don't see either of those two as like head coach material.
No, that's very fair.
Yep.
That's very fair.
What were you gonna say, Ryan?
I honestly forgot, if I'm gonna be honest.
Rowe's
I felt like it was a good take, and I just straight up forgot it. So,
getting that checked out look in his eyes, which means that we've checked the box, you know?
facts. Well, before we end this pod, we got to do our picks.
100%.
So, I'll read off the games. Does somebody want to record, like who picked who?
Yeah, I got it.
Right. Well, we missed Bills Dolphins, but can we assume that we all would have picked the Bills? Would anybody have
Yeah,
picked the Dolphins?
Max and I picked Bills, Brad picked Dolphins.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
That is what happened. Put me down for the Bills, please. Okay. Green Bay Packers versus the Cleveland Browns.
Green Bay is winning by 40.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers for sure.
Awesome. Backup quarterback bowl. Bengals at Vikings.
I also just want to say that one of my like takeaways from 2 weeks of the NFL season is it's like a little unacceptable how many backup quarterbacks are like already in and playing in like meaningful games. Like, I don't think there's anything that can like be done about it, but it just flat out kind of sucks. But I will probably take the I think I believe in the Vikings defense a little more. So give
Damn.
me the Vikings.
Give me the Bengals.
Yep, taking the Bengals.
Awesome. All right. Falcons at Panthers.
Falcons.
Yep, Falcons.
Falcons too. All right.
Bryce Young is also not the guy.
Yeah. Texans versus Jaguars. I'm going Jags.
I'm taking the Texans once again for the defense.
I'll take the Texans as well.
You know what? I'm switching the Texans. I'm switching.
Oh, bro, you can't do that.
I'm switching the Texans. Give me the Texans is my pick.
All right, oh my God. I'm switching Vikings to Bengals.
Oh, guys, then we're unanimous.
Fine, fine. You're not switching to the Bengals, and I'm taking the Jets. All right? You're
Damn.
Not, okay. All right. Steelers, Pats. I'm going Pats.
I'm going Pats.
I'm going Pats. Going Pats.
Really? Clean sweep.
Well, I
this means the
that
Steelers win by 15.
My premature overreaction was that if the Patriots win this game, they will make the playoffs. If they lose, they won't. And I picked the Patriots to go to the playoffs. So I'm picking the Patriots here.
There we go. Rams versus Eagles.
Give me the Rams.
I'm going Eagles.
Eagles.
Rams are good, dude.
Yeah,
I think
the
Rams
Eagles
are
have been
great.
hearing it all week that like they didn't lose the game. The tush push lost the game. I think they're pissed.
I mean, Max, do you think that the that their lack of passing is gonna catch up to them this week?
I think their lack of passing is killing me in my fantasy leagues.
Max,
I
your teams just suck. So do mine.
dude.
Your teams suck.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know that it catches up with them necessarily, but I think the Rams are built to beat teams like the Eagles in the regular season, and I think they will.
Jets versus Bucks.
Bucks.
Bucks. Baker's a dog, and that MVP pick before the year is not looking that bad.
Yeah. I was going to say, of your takes, that one has aged beautifully. Colts versus Titans. I'm going Colts.
Colts.
I'm going to take the Titans here.
So you think there's going to be tons of third and tens?
Yeah.
Tons of third and tens. Raiders, Commanders. No Jaden Daniels, though.
Give me the Raiders.
I'm going Raiders, too.
I think they release Ashton Jeanty this week, or at least I'm hoping.
And frankly, I think even if Jaden Daniels was playing, this game would be close. Like, the Commanders have not looked good.
Then
Yeah.
I would have said Commanders had Jaden been playing, but, you know. Colts. Broncos versus Chargers.
Give me the Chargers.
Give me the Chargers.
Give me the Broncos.
There we go. Saints. What's it called? Saints, Seahawks.
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 Seahawks. Saints are terrible.
Spencer Rattler doesn't look that bad, though, through a couple games.
Yeah, but they got Brandon Staley as the defensive coordinator.
They really?
Yeah, they do.
Can you imagine? Like, he's trying to give out game balls.
Can
the head coach is like, not doing game balls.
Can we acknowledge the fact that the one off year for the 49ers was the year that Brandon Staley was on their staff, and now the year he leaves, they're looking more like their usual selves? Just too funny.
Man's terrible.
Yeah, awful.
Grim Reaper for NFL. Bears, Cowboys.
Cowboys for me.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys as well.
I think Bears are at home, so I think this game is like kind of a coin flip, but I think just like echoing everything we said about Caleb, like I'm not a believer at all.
Cardinals, 49ers.
Mac Jones and the 49ers.
I'm gonna take the Cardinals.
I'm gonna take the Cardinals too. I don't think
I think the Cardinals are awful.
Yeah.
Not awful, but quite bad.
Chiefs, Giants. Here we go, Giants. Woo!
Are you actually picking them?
I'm picking the Giants. I'm picking the Giants.
Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose that point, but okay. Lions, Ravens, last game. I'm going Ravens.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Oh, wait. The problem is that Lamar Jackson always sells at the end. Like, he always sells. Like, I think this game is gonna be close. You know, I'm sticking
Yeah.
with it. Give me the Ravens.
This game's a pick 'em, quite frankly. I'm taking Ravens solely because the determining factor is they're at home. But like both of these teams are good. Both of these teams are 1-1. Like there's very little to choose from here.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly was gonna go Ravens, but I don't want this pick to be unanimous, so I'll just go Lions.
Who do you guys want to win that game?
Lions.
Lions.
Ravens.
Also, I think it'd be like kind of hype if the Ravens are 1-2 and the Jake Browning-led Bengals are 3-0.
That being said, the Ravens losing and Shaps is since ooh. Yeah,
Oh,
that would be
here's
good.
another premature overreaction to that you guys might agree with to end the pod. If the Ravens lose this game, Bills first seed for sure.
If the rate, yeah, I mean, I think
Maybe that's already a lock, but if it wasn't
it's
already a
close to
lock.
already, but yeah, I'm with it. I know no pushback for me.
Yeah, no, none for me. I think like Bills and Ravens are the clear two best teams in the AFC for me, and like it just comes, yeah, like Bills beat them and their division's easier, so.
Guys, are the Chiefs gonna have the first pick in the draft this year?
If they lose to
Premature
the
overreaction
Yeah.
if they lose against the Jets.
Yeah. Well,
damn. So we've got all the picks
Could you
recorded.
imagine they draft Dylan Raiola or whoever that guy is? Like, and they like don't know, like he also wears 15 somehow, and they get him like the same number.
They don't know who's
Yeah,
going
they don't know who's on the
out.
field at any. That'd be actually lethal. Like both quarterbacks are out there on the same play, and the defense like doesn't know. They're like both going like this, like doing like the. Yeah, they like don't know who's given the play.
Like they're both out there, and
Yeah.
it's like the defense don't know which is the real
Yeah,
Mahomes.
exactly. Because like one of them's bad, but one of them's good, right? So.
Like you go for the sack, and like it's a
Yeah.
coin flip whether you're gonna get them because like you get them, then you got them. But like
Yeah.
you get the wrong one, like you let the good one like.
Yeah. Like the defensive end sacks him. And he's like, "Wait, are you Patrick?" And he's like, "I don't know," or whatever his like frog voice is. And he's like, "You got the same voice too."
Yeah, good. Like, is Dylan Raiola like getting drafted? Like, is he good enough to get drafted?
He's a sophomore, right?
Yeah,
So
I think it'll
next
be.
year, probably.
I think it'll have to be not this draft, but next.
Like, is he on track to get drafted, or is he
No, I
just
think so.
okay?
I don't
Yeah.
know if he's like first like pick, but I think he's on track to get drafted.
Damn,
Yeah.
I would so kill to see like a Mahomes versus Mahomes game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, maybe a team like the Raiders could like get him. So who knows?
Damn.
Nah, bro. I'm a Latrell Sears guy.
Lenora Sellers.
Sellers. Yep.
What about Arch Manning?
Do you guys think he's
Premature
going to be
take,
good?
Arch Manning is going undrafted.
Premature take, Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time and is getting embarrassed, and I just can't bear to watch it.
How much of do you think if Jordan didn't exist, do you think he would be still be as bad?
I think he might be a little as bad, but like the public wouldn't be on him as much. You know what I mean? I think
I
it'd be
see.
more like sympathy, you know what I mean? Than like, like laughing. Like I just like he's not very likable right now. You know what I mean? Especially
Yeah.
what he was doing with like the scouts of the
Did you see her on the sideline during the loss? And he's like, it's just ridiculous. Like, it's just very, it's stuff that like 10 years ago you would have never expected out of him.
It's just the opposite of what he's preached, you know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Right.
yeah. Well, hey, great pod. I will see all of you who care to join next week. And Jared, thank you so much for listening. And let's have a good day of football.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right,
Bye,
boys.
everyone.
Let me play us out here.
Bye, Aaron.